Welcome to Galaxy's Greatest, a Starfinder RPG actual play podcast trailing the adventures of a distant galaxy's greatest heroes. My name is Emma, and I'm the GM, leading my players through drift space and beyond as they overcome extraordinary challenges and uncover the galaxy's deepest secrets. Volume 2, Episode 24, Leaving So Soon? Last time, our heroes bested the remainder of the Absalom Buzzblades, and poor Snazdaka lost a love interest.
How is Emma going to ruin our night tonight?
How am I going to ruin your night? Why would I ruin your night? I'm here for your enjoyment, your fun.
Can I jot down notes about what happened last time?
Wait, what?
Can someone just...
Wait, are we all here?
Yeah.
We did it. That's why the recording started.
Yeah.
The recording has started?
Yeah.
Yes, she would have prompted you for permission.
What?
The recording has started.
Right. There you go. Cool. There it is.
That's Mitch's beaming. There we go.
Ryan, what were you asking?
What happened last time? I'll say because I didn't have my notebook last time because I just moved.
Yeah, no worries.
I had a page and a half of notes of the session from before, so I guess it was important.
Last time was sad.
Last time was a lot. Time.
It was a lot. Yeah.
Well, someone recap us. Talk us through it. I can do it if you want, but I'd rather hear it from y'all.
Oh, we killed the Buzzblades.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Why did you kill the Buzzblades?
They're dead.
They tried to ambush us.
Well,
and because they killed Philippe.
Philippe was hanging from chains.
Yeah, I'm not convinced he's dead.
It's true. We did not finish resolving that.
We didn't.
He still jump scare us.
He dissipated into smoke.
Oh, he's definitely not dead.
So that's what's up with that. But yeah, y'all ended up, Dr. Lohman was like, get to the server room, turn off the servers. That's the thing that is boosting this signal. The signal's making everybody cursed somehow. We need to stop the signal from continuing on. And so y'all were like, all right, recently undead Dr. Lohman, let's make this happen. And so you like ran to the server room, which was pretty close. I think you had a couple conversations on the way there. And when you arrived, you opened up the door and we had this weird, like, stealthy beginning to combat. And y'all did really well with like the setup for combat. And then combat, like, popped off, and Snaz's girlfriend
is dead.
She's dead, and she tried to kill him.
She tried to murder me. So I don't, like, calling her Snaz's girlfriend is a little...
Fair.
It's a little much, but I think that affection was one-sided.
I mean, so here's my question. Snaz likes her, yes?
Yeah, well,
she tries to kill him.
I think,
yes?
That
sounds
hot
to Snaz.
I think that made it worse for Snaz, is because that would be like something he'd enjoy.
Isn't that like
that's very orky?
Orky, yeah. Isn't that like the most orky relationship?
Yeah, I mean, by and large, she was the epitome of what he'd look for in a mate. And she proved it, trying to murder him. So, yep.
Brutal.
He's pretty sad. Yeah, I had spent an unreasonable amount of time earlier in the campaign thinking of how Snaz might woo somebody. And that I'm kind of glad that didn't become a thing.
I made you some squeezins. It's the blood of my enemies.
Yeah, I had a few ideas, but yeah, alas.
Cool. Well, that happened. Yazaloya and the rest of the Buzzblades were defeated in combat, but they dealt out some significant damage to all of you, or to some of you at least. That was probably our most dangerous combat, I think, that we've faced so far. Would y'all agree?
Yeah.
Did we get? Yes.
Yeah, we all got banged up.
No, that was not the most dangerous or deadly we fought so far.
What?
Oh, when what? Graham went up and poked the dead body and immediately...
Okay, fair. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, so I think the best way of putting this is the combat that's dealt the most damage to us as characters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Snaz is into his hit points still.
I'm sitting pretty right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Snaz got beat up by his lady friend. Mm-hmm. So he's not doing...
How far into your hit points are you?
About a fourth. No, that. More like a third.
I can fix
pretty
that.
Banged up. Yeah,
it's pretty good. I can fix that. Because aren't we picking up right at the end of combat?
Yeah,
we are.
Yeah. Okay, so I know how Luke is going to start.
Cool. So I think with that, then, what we're going to say is you are now in the server room, and you can actively see that even though this dim lighting is kind of setting this eerie atmosphere into the room, and you have this like flickering light off in the corner, you can see that the servers are active. They are on, and there is a slight magical, I think you would pretty easily recognize it as a slight magical, like, black lightning that's crackling around the servers now and then. What are we doing?
Luke doesn't notice any of that and starts gauging by breathing rate, heartbeat, who's the most fucked up, and who's into, like, bloody damage. So obviously I know that Snaz is, so I feel like Luke's gonna pick up on that pretty easily. Okay. How is Emmett, and how is Kevin, and how is Nova?
So right at the end of combat, for about...
Oh, right. Luke immediately stops paying attention to Emmett.
24 seconds, I'll say. Little, small, shadowy, nanobot type things stitch up some, but not all, of Emmett's wounds.
Cool.
Yeah, Luke starts, ignores Emmett. You're going to be fine.
Snaz is actually going to reach into one of his pouches and pull out the orb of Mystic Cure level 1 that he has, and he's going to use it.
That makes my decision easier.
But I mean, he's still going to be pretty banged up. It's a level. It's a level 1 Mystic Cure in a bottle, so it's not a whole lot. Let me see. What's my wisdom modifier? Oh, my wisdom modifier is 0. Awesome. Okay. So I get D8 hit points.
Got this.
And I got max.
I'll take it. Luke is going to come over to you and say, Snezdaha, would you like a bit of help with that? I think I have a bit more experience with the Mystic Arts than you.
And so Snezdaha is on his knees, like over the body of his lady friend. What's her name again? It's
Yazaloya.
Yazaloya. So he's like hovering over the destroyed body of Yazaloya, where he used his snatch shot on her. And he looks up at you, and there's like a single tear on his orky face. Oh, you were waiting for that, weren't you? And he'll.
But is it an orky tear?
It's a very orky tear. So like it's like a dark green fluid. And he looks up at Luke and says, "Oh, my one true love, she's gone. Ah, we killed her. Oh, so she did."
Luke's just gonna like gingerly pat him on the shoulder and go. He's not gonna say anything. Just gonna pat him on the shoulder, and he's gonna cast his own mystic cure to heal you. Also, just level one because you had the other one. Where's my fucking D10?
Yeah, you probably wouldn't need to do anything better than a level one.
Where the fuck is my D8? There it is. 6 plus my wisdom modifier, which is higher than 0. 13 hit points back.
Okay. Snaz is at max hit points now. Yeah. He takes the healing and he perks up a little bit. And is there like an article of clothing that's not like her shirt that's on her body, like a piece of her uniform, maybe?
Yeah, so she has a captain's armband that she's wearing.
He takes that off of her arm and then puts it onto his own arm.
Oh. Amazing.
It is right to take a trophy from those you defeat.
It's true. He slips it onto his own arm and says, "Oh, we hardly knew each other, but she was the most orky woman I've ever met. She tried to murder me, and I ended up winning, and we crumped her fashion real good." Well, where are we off to now, lads? And then he stands up.
And actually, before we continue, we forgot to address something.
What? Should we introduce ourselves?
At the end of combat, actually, not right now, but at the end of combat, last time, everything went black. You all gave me will saves.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
So, I believe I put those will saves in the Discord.
You did. But where?
They are in the player folder, I believe.
Players only.
Player folder. It's in the Galaxy's Greatest Discord. Let's see.
Oh.
Nope, not player folder. They're in the announcements chat? Yep, announcements.
Yep. Yeah, it's rolled really badly.
Wait, did I not give you one? Oh, 22. There it is.
Yeah.
So, Snazdaka, Nova, and Santi begin hallucinating.
So does Snaz not get his healing?
He does, yeah.
So we'll as I'm healing him, he starts to hallucinate.
We'll say it somehow works out, right? Either before or after he heals.
Or you know how when you're like sitting down and you stand up way too quick and you get super fucking like as he's crying over the body of Yazaloya, stands up, "All right. Whoa."
That works. Snaz.
Luke is gonna immediately back up before Snaz can stab him.
Snazdaka, you hear a voice inside your head.
Uh-oh.
And it says, "Mr. Snazdaka, would you care for another gift of mine?" I can't remember if that's the voice that I used.
"Is that Alabastard who's talking to me?"
It is indeed.
"Oh, hello, chap. It's kind of a bad time. We've just been through
A terrible ordeal.
Sometimes gifts make those things better, Snazdaka.
What kind of gift are you talking about?
I believe it would be considered an orky gift.
An orky gift, huh?
How would you like to transport yourself from one place to another?
Transport myself?
At the flick of a wrist, the snap of a finger? Simply pop out in one place, pop back in another.
You stupid kid, I can already do that!
Well, fine then.
It's not much of a gift. It's like, be like me saying, hey, I've got a gift for you. How about some more squeezings? Speaking of which, next time I see ya, we's gonna have some more squeezings.
Very well, Snazdaka. I'll make sure I come up with something else to fancy your interest in the future.
It's not very okay just zapping about, zinging around the room. Sometimes he's got to do it, though. It doesn't make it okay. You don't know what you're talking about! Leave me alone!
And you wake back up, and you're in the room with everybody else. I believe Santi also failed his will save. Hello there.
General Kenobi.
And I just spit all over my screen.
So, there wasn't enough. There wasn't enough wheeze.
That's fair. That's fair.
Hello.
Long time no see. And by a long time, I mean, I don't know, like 12 minutes.
I was going to say, I feel like I saw you fairly recently. Now, for whatever reason, you've been called into my office now.
Now, that wouldn't happen to mean that I am suddenly worthy of this next level, is it? Because that's awful convenient when I needed it, 10 minutes ago.
You never know when you might need it again. I could offer you something. Make you a little more like me.
Again, I really have to wonder what is different now than it was 10 minutes ago.
Well,
why are we bound by such stringent and seemingly arbitrary rules?
You know, I'm not certain, but the energy around you, wherever you are right now, seems to have bolstered your ability to take on a gift. Otherwise, you would not be within my domain.
I suppose that does stand to reason. We are supposed to shut down this here signal.
Why shut it down? Don't worry about that.
Well, I may be intrigued in the gifts you have to offer, but you got some competition out there, right?
I am aware.
All kinds of other ghouls and goblins out there vying for the attention of the other folk.
Sure.
So, figure you and I can broker a deal. And then I'll shut off these here signals and make sure that, that your competition is not also getting an upper hand.
Noted.
So what you got to offer?
What do you know about vampires, Santiago?
Oof, you know, like we've discussed, not a whole lot of them in hell, so... Not a whole heck of a lot. The whole blood-sucking thing, I heard tell of, you know, bats, although I guess you were more of a mist than a bat.
What makes you say that?
What makes me say what?
You're not wrong that I'm more of a mist than a bat.
Well, because you've more turned into shadows around me. I ain't seen you sprout wings and squeak at me.
Would you like to do the same?
I have expressed interest in this before, yes.
I can make it happen right now if you'd like.
We are well down this road, and I've already played my hand when it comes to the other folks that I'm here with. They seem to be keenly aware of what it is I am becoming. I see no reason not to lean into it. By the way, this accent has gone through so many different regions of Southern.
Very well. Santiago, you're quite a bit closer now to me than you were before.
Maybe
see how far we can take this.
And maybe one day we'll meet in proper person, and I can thank you personally.
And with that, everybody give me a perception check.
Heresy detected.
Oh, boy.
What is my perception?
Why is chat going off?
Five. My perception is 5. All right, here we go. 19.
Natural 1 for 14.
Jesus.
28 for Kevin.
30 for Luke.
But Luke's
Santi.
So how Santi. Much of this is visible?
Santi is dematerializing. He is going from the solid state into the liquid state. And yet he's...
Wait, to the liquid state?
Snaz's eyes go wide.
Someone get a bucket!
And he's floating in air in the shape of his body. But his body is made of mist.
Luke's gonna back the fuck up.
Hey, Emma.
Uh-huh.
So, I feel it is my duty as a junior high science teacher to tell you that mist is technically
the gaseous state. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah. That was dumb of me.
Snaz is gonna take the orb of mystic cure that he just had and attempt to catch some of this.
It just kind of wisps away.
Snaz says, "Oh, don't worry, I just gotcha!" And then continues to try and catch.
Check the Zoom chat.
Holy shit!
Oh, whoa! Wow.
That's pretty cool.
That's a get the heck out of Dodge.
Senses tingling.
And I believe I have a stain for you as well.
Oh, that's not strictly speaking necessary. I mean, the boon's plenty.
Before we do the stain, let's read out the gift. Go ahead. Amidol.
Well, first off, what's it called?
It's called Mist Rush.
Okay, I'm trying to...
I've had that flavor of Capri Sun.
I don't remember where I've been putting these.
It sounds like an Old Spice deodorant.
I've been adding them to feats for some reason, but that's okay. Sorry, what was it called again?
Mist Rush.
Aha Blast.
Bear glove.
Mist Rush. All right, Mist Rush has a full round action. You can move up to 80 feet as mist through enemy spaces without taking attacks of opportunity, transporting only yourself and objects you wear or carry. If you are overburdened, this movement fails. You can use this ability once per day as long as you have taken a long rest between uses.
Here's your stain.
Oh, why?
Oh, you're moist. Oh,
no.
You're constantly moist.
No.
I know.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's fucking incredible.
That's so bad for me.
I know. I'm so sorry.
A small fog of mist follows you everywhere you go, creating a constant personal atmosphere of moisture. The items you hold are now always slippery. Take a -2 on all attacks with dex-based weapons, also known as literally everything I do, because I'm a dexterity-based character.
I'm sorry.
May I petition that if we go somewhere where it is below 0 degrees Celsius, that it snows around.
Oh yeah, what if he's in the void?
Oh, gross.
Okay, so really quick. I'm sorry.
What does it smell like?
Wrote these, or are they random?
So no, these are from the book. Well, this one is a homebrew variation of something almost exactly like it from the book. The blah blah blah. I think I may have. All right. So full disclosure, I think the -2 may be more than I want to do.
It's not enough.
It's a little aggressive.
-4.
Hang on a sec.
We're gonna go to -4, -6.
Yes. All right. And stop whenever you want.
Got to figure out which one I based this off of. There it is. Okay, so the one I based this off of is the stain is you take a -2 to your initiative checks. But you only do initiative once per combat. So
yeah, for some -2 on every attack.
Yeah, I'm going to lower it to a -1.
Okay. I'll take the initiative.
Give
you
-4.
I'm happy to just take the initiative hit. Jeez.
Yeah, like I think don't all weapons count as dex-based weapons because that's what your attack bonus is affected by.
Not if it's a melee weapon.
Well, that would be
strange. He's an operative, so he could use operative dex-based melee weapons. I mean, it's a really, really spicy penalty.
So like seeing as how the mist rush is at once per day.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't make, you know, if this were my call, which it's totally not, but I would make the penalty perhaps become a thing after he uses it.
Okay.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. Let's do it. Yeah. All right, so Alex, that's what we'll do. Okay. After you use it, then you'll take a minus. I think a -2 is fair if it's only after you use it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay.
And having the sharp penalty come at the cost of, hey, you don't die this turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got my ass cornered. This is my only way out. Bye.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me. That, and I'm like, you're literally kind of like a liquidy form. A liquid.
And then you become damp and you can't like grab your gun anymore and you're like, ah, shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense to me.
And, you know, I haven't fully mastered going in and out of it, so I'm still like kind of misty when I come out of it.
Mm-hmm. Like if you miss, you pull the trigger, but your finger still missed.
Oh. And I'm like, no, become corporeal. Damn it.
Yeah. Okay. So that's what we'll do. And then Nova. Everybody give me a perception check on Nova.
What about those that are currently engaged in their visions?
Those of you who are may not give me that perception check.
17 for SNAS.
I also
you know what? 17. Everybody can give me perception. That's fine.
Okay. In that case, Perceptron 29.
38 for Luke.
Wow, we're 33, natural 20. I am feast and famine today, apparently.
Nova. Let's see. Nova begins. Well, all right. Nova has the same one a number of you have. Something about her looks more frightening. And she now has the shadow corruption of frightful. The gift is you have developed a knack for knowing how to scare others. You gain a +2 enhancement bonus to intimidate checks and the save DCs of your fear effects. Increases by 2. You can use intimidate to demoralize others as a move action. And the stain is your mind is so focused on spreading fear that you are susceptible to mental manipulation. You take a -2 penalty to saving throws against mind-affecting effects that aren't illusions or fear effects, and you lose any bonuses against or immunities to such effects. If you fail a saving throw against such an effect, it lasts 1d3 additional rounds. So anybody who is perceiving Nova might notice that she's a little bit more on edge just after like she closes her eyes for a moment, and then she looks to be kind of on edge when she wakes up, and then you would probably just see that maybe her facial expressions look a little bit more, help me out here. Like, how would you be able to tell if so, like, someone's...
Like when Bilbo was giving Frodo the ring?
Right.
Spooky face?
Like, kind of a not crazed, but, like, approaching that look.
Like, gaunt eyes, thin lips, like, skin's kind of pulled back a little bit.
Yeah.
She's 70 years old and had way too much Botox, but she's actually 10.
Not quite that bad, but yeah. And she like kind of leans into this like creepy face a little bit. She finds herself staring too long at Kevin.
Oh no.
And she's like staring into your soul for a moment, Kevin. She's just like looking deep into you and like trying to make eye contact, and then all of a sudden she like snaps out of it and then puts her hand on her forehead. I've got a headache.
I see this and I just stare back at her while this is happening, and kind of blink afterwards and look around at what's happening with Snaz and with Santi. And I just say,
I think we could all use a little break. Maybe we could take a rest here, gather ourselves together, and continue on from there.
And Nova kind of scoffs. She kind of like, fine. And then she...
Is Nova becoming a mean girl?
Imagine her as teenage Groot.
Eh? Yeah, I don't know. We'll see how this plays out. This is all her shadow corruption that's like taking over in the moment right now. So she sits down and she will take a 10-minute rest. Everybody, great. Take a 10-minute rest. Let's restore some stamina points.
Do you have to use a resolve point to take a rest?
Yeah.
You do.
Cool. Luke's not going to do that.
It's just one though, right?
Yep, just one resolve.
Yeah, Luke's the one.
And you get all of your stamina, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sati is also not going to do that, and instead going to make a computer's check. That is a 35 computer's check to shut the servers off.
All right. Nice call. Okay, let me see what happens here, if anything.
Right, 19 plus 16, yes, that's 35. Math is hard.
Luke's going to see you fiddling with the computers, looking for an off switch, or he's going to notice that you typing away on, I'm assuming there's like a pull-out keyboard. And just gonna walk over, shoot out his bone blade. Should we just start smashing?
So,
probably don't know what other systems this controls. Let me see what I can find out.
DC 35.
Oh shit!
You got this.
I did.
Exactly. So, and as you start typing away, Santi, you realize you're working your way past a couple firewalls, and then you realize one of the firewalls that you just skirt around was a trap set in there by some sort of a hacker, and you have bypassed it, and it is disabled. It is not going to go off.
Well done.
Nice.
Luke can probably feel feel the sweat dripping off of my otherwise moist brow.
It smells like you pooped yourself a little bit.
I may have inadvertently avoided all of us having a bad time. A worse time, I should say.
Over the comms in the resort, all of the speakers begin sounding. And all of you hear the voice of Kane Zafal, the security chief. And he says, those of you in the security room, in the server room, please join us out in the green fields, the red fields now. I would very much like to meet you again, this time on the field of battle. What would you say? Join us. And then you hear chanting all throughout the resort. Join us. Join us.
Snaz is smiling. Like he's got, like he just saw a theme park for the first time in his life. And he stands up and immediately starts looking for the door.
Snaz, believe you me, I will enjoy putting multiple holes in that man's face. I'm sure you would. But maybe we should be a little smart about this. If we're about to face all of the guests, we should probably reconvene with Dr. Lohman and find out exactly what the hell we're going into.
Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, is that beep. Dr. Lohman?
Beep, beep. Your communicator begins to light up. It is Ilara.
Oh. The booty call.
Laura, is that you?
Santi, you have to listen to me. Are you okay? Where are you?
We're in the server room. We just shut off the signal.
Oh my gosh. Okay, good job. You have to get out of there. I have a ship. It's in the docking bay. We need to get out of this resort.
Where are you? Are you safe?
Yeah! And she begins screaming, and then she holds her breath. or she breathes in, lets out a breath. I'm okay-ish. I just need to get out of here. Thank you for turning off the servers. We have to go. I can meet you at the ship, yeah. Can you get Dr. Lohman? Where is Dr. Lohman?
Dr. Lohman's dead. The Buzzblades got her.
I see. Then I guess I'll meet you at the server room.
I turn off my communicator. I have no basis for this, but actually, hold on. Let me roll sense motive. We have that ability. 27.
What are you trying to know?
If she's full of shit and setting us up for a different sort of trap.
No, she actually seems to be quite sincere. She seems frightened. She's trying to get out.
Santi, what did you mean Dr. Lohman's dead?
I'll be perfectly honest. I don't trust anyone outside of this room at the moment, so...
Did we hear
I lied
that
to
communicator
her.
Message?
Yeah, they would have been on open channel.
Okay.
So I lied to her.
Yeah, that's fair, I guess.
I do not think anyone should be leaving this hotel at the time being. We should destroy that ship. Or at the very least, shut it down.
My very next action was going to be, do I have access to, like, the bay doors to cut off access to that ship? I don't know how much access this server room has. I'm of two minds, cutting off access to the shuttle bays for sure, Luke. I agree with you there. And then, Snaz, how do you feel about fighting in the rain?
Oh, I think that would be right, Nosh. Let's go do it.
Because I would love to see if we could turn on a sprinkler system somewhere. Have all these fine folks cool off a bit.
Hey, Luke, you know how you do that thing where you like you make the bubble of like air around us?
Yes, you should still have it.
No, I got that. But like, what if, Santi, if you have access to turn on a sprinkler, maybe you have access to, you know, turn off the air?
You want to suffocate the entire hotel worth of civilians?
If it ends the curse.
Hey, you faking like an orc!
That is certainly the nuclear option.
I do not support this option.
Boop, 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 boop.
Whose communicator's going off?
All of yours. It's Dr. Roman.
I don't have a communicator, so I will not answer it.
Dr. Lohman is on screen, and she looks frazzled, but she says, I've tracked the source to the planet Verses. There's someone there causing this to all happen, and it seems as if the signal that's permeating our resort, New Elysium, was developed by the... Hang on a sec. Was developed...
Verses?
The planet Verses. It seems as if it was developed by a company called Eclipse Innovations. Everybody give me culture check. You can give me any check you think might be relevant for knowledge on this. Just tell me what it is.
24 culture.
I'm not even going to give myself a roll.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
8.
Mm-hmm. 12.
Could I potentially give you a profession bounty hunter check in hopes of seeing if any of the cults I previously hunted down had any connection to this company?
Sure.
Developed by Eclipse who?
Eclipse Innovations. Luke, you know they are a prominent technology company that develops apps for phones.
Mine is a 28 bounty hunter, if that was allowed.
Yeah, you don't know of any connections to Eclipse Innovations and other cults. Nothing you've heard of, yeah.
No worries.
I think Snaz had a question about the room, too.
Yeah, is there any loot in the server room?
Yeah, there is. Let me kind of get through this before we do that, but yeah.
Sure.
If you do any... Well, okay. Dr. Lohman says, Eclipse Innovations seems they operate out of the city Kuvakara on Verses. They are also the company that developed the app that you all use as your keys in the resort.
Dun, dun, dun.
I think they're trying to do this on a wider scale. We need to stop them.
With all due respect, shouldn't we be contacting proper authorities?
We can do that too.
Feels like breaking quarantine is potentially a larger hazard than I just mean to say, if we're able to get out of here, if any of the others come with us, or you know, on purpose or otherwise, or get access to a ship, could be more trouble than we are currently brewing.
I agree. We should cure ourselves of these curses before we leave this hotel.
Doctor,
I fear what could happen if we bring this to the galaxy as is.
Dr. Lohman says, I don't know how to cure this. I don't think there's a way to cure this here. We need to go to the source if we need to stop it. I'm getting out of here. And I don't know. Maybe you're right.
Dr. Lohman, if you leave and spread this curse, I will personally come for you to make sure your life is actually ended. But I do not disagree.
Pardon my butting in, but Luke, if in fact it's this signal that is spreading the curse, and if in fact this signal is now on Verses, I don't think a couple ships leaving one infected resort on an asteroid is really going to stop things, because think of how many people enter and leave Verses atmosphere every day.
I agree that I think that we should at least consider going to Verses, but also I want to stress the importance of not spreading this curse more than it has to be. That goes for all of us, not just the fine doctor. We need to be careful. We have already seen that this curse can be transmitted, and I feel how it will progress.
There is that option that I just completely blanked on your name, Mitch.
Emmett.
There is the option that Emmett presented where we space the population here as a form of quarantine.
I don't know about you, but I am not comfortable with having mass murder on my hands.
You could always leave the room.
No, that does not change my culpability.
I, for one, do not wish to miss our ride off this place. As much as I've enjoyed the stay so far, perhaps we could prevent others from leaving and go directly to Verses to avoid, you know, as much contamination as possible, as Luke says, but while preventing other people from spreading the disease.
It's true. I suppose we could disable the other vehicles here. That would certainly
fulfill that option. Very much.
Let's see what we can do to halt their progress. I'd like to, if I can, I'm assuming this server room has like full resort access.
So yeah, there is yes, you would need to kind of hack in order to have access to it. Yeah. It's under security. Right. And actually, before we get there, I want to do any like major loot. I'm going to send you a picture of the characters' stat sheets from the Buzzblades Brawl. And it has all their weapons and stuff in it.
While that's going on, I will turn to Snaz. I'm pretty good at this whole tickety-tackety on the keyboard thing, but I think I need a little bit of Orky assistance, or if you want to take the reins on this and see what we can do about shutting some doors to keep the rest of the folks out and give us a smooth route to the shuttle base.
Yeah, right. Let's do this.
And Snaz will walk over to the server.
All right.
And do I have any spells that will help here? I don't think I do. Okay. Yep. Then is this a hack check?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, and I'm assuming Santu's going to assist?
Duh.
Okay.
That is a 35 again to assist.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Okay. Okay, here goes nothing. That's 31, so 33.
You're typing into the computer system. You're searching and searching, trying to figure out a way to get past the security systems that are housing the main controls for doors, entryways throughout the resort. You find that you can make a clear pathway from this room to the exterior of the resort by locking all of the doors except for the resort's entrance. The green fields, which are the main entrance to the lobby of the resort, you can't really close those. It's kind of a big open area, but yeah, everything else you can shut down. So you would think that if there are extra guests just like in random rooms right now, you can shut them in.
I think I'm not sure if we want to lock people in their rooms where they'll die. But,
they get food.
Yeah, I think we're focused on getting us from point A to point B only. Is that a correct assumption, team?
And also locking down the docking bay.
except for craft that we're getting.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
Yeah.
So you can do the same with that check. So, Alara told you she had a ship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? As you're looking through this, you also realize that you have security access to the footage. The security cameras outside. If you pull those up, you see that there are a number of people out on the docks, and they're ripping apart ships.
Oh.
Using wrenches, using any sort of tool they can get their hands on. And they're just pulling apart ships. And they haven't seemed to touch one ship that's hanging at the very top of the docking bay. And just to remind you, the docking bay is it's like a half pipe, almost. And all along the half pipe are levels. And on those levels sit various ships. And seeing there's this, one ship up at the top.
Seeing this, now, I'm not saying that we space, but could we crack the exterior door, knock them unconscious, and close it again?
Are you asking me as the GM?
I'm asking the party about our moral opinions.
What are we doing?
See visuals. Sorry. Luke, we are looking at a camera feed of a number of guests that are dismantling ships in the docking bay. I am proposing that we close the interior door, partially open the exterior door such that they all go unconscious, and then close the door again before they die.
Before they die, I'm okay with that.
Snaz, do we have that level of control?
Snaz will attempt to see if we have that kind of control.
Yeah, I think with your 33, you would think you could do that.
Okay.
You would probably need to do that from within this room before you left. And also keep in mind that the resort itself is closed off from the docking bay. So this would need to be like the docking bay is on the outside, right? And then so it's two separate locations. Like you'd still need to go through the resort in order to get to the docking bay, but once you get to the docking bay, like that's where all of that would happen. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Like what you do in the docking bay doesn't affect what happens in the lobby.
Right.
But they would at least even if they wake up before we get there, it would at least stop them from continuing to break shit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, like, if we ended up having to kill them to prevent them from destroying the last ship out of here, then I'm okay with that. Because us getting trapped here is not great. But understanding what the plan is, Snaz will follow through with what Santi suggested and crack the doors to briefly suck all of the oxygen out.
Okay.
And knock out the people in the room.
Are you how would we roll for this to make sure that give me a percentage die.
Okay. Here we go.
Actually, is it?
No, this is fair.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So,
Before you attempt this here, maybe we should alert our friend in the hangar so that she doesn't get scared off by this activity.
Didn't she say she was meeting us at the server room?
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, so you know, if Alara was going to the docking bay, I would not be suggesting this.
So, all right. What are the odds? So, what are the conditions for this role?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I think that, let's say, I could see it going, the first way that comes to mind is the higher the percentage, the more oxygen you suck out,
mm-hmm.
the more fatal damage you do.
All right.
Does that,
that makes
sound
sense.
Fair? So you want low numbers, I guess?
Well, I mean, I would prefer high numbers, because if we end up having to fight these people, they'll be easier to kill. And if we don't have to fight them, then all's the better.
Right.
But as long as they're not dead, then I'm okay with the result. So
okay, so then I have a number in my mind right now. That would be, they are dead.
Okay. Here goes nothing. Hold on to your butts. Rolling 1d100. 62.
Thanks. All right.
It's not terrible.
You see, as you make this happen, you flip a few controls, push a few buttons. The room begins to... the doors to the room begin to open. And... they open ever so slightly that air is sucked out, and you see bodies dropping here and there. And you see people clutching at their throats as they fall. And I think you would pretty fairly assume that they're okay. Like, they're not dead. It looks like they are just falling unconscious, and right as the last person falls down, you shut the doors again. Everything is good.
Cool. Then Snazdaka looks over his shoulder with a big old toothy grin on his face and says, "I think it's time for us to get a move on."
Yeah, that was, more effective than I think I anticipated it being.
Hey, just... you didn't have any faith in me as an orc now, did ya?
I had all the faith in the multiverse. Should only have to deal with them folks in the green fields then, right? Let's let's go meet Mr. Zayfall on new terms.
All right, hey, before we leave, why don't we pick through these here bodies and see if there's anything helpful?
Yeah, did you guys find anything you wanted to take?
Oh, there's absolutely something we should take. I'm not sure if you guys caught it, but there's a haste circuit on one of these bodies.
Oh, I didn't even look at the...
Oh.
At the ship. What's
yeah, that? I would lobby for Emmett to get the haste circuit. Yeah. Because he's our...
So you can get the haste circuit?
Yeah.
Well, no, he's linked to Kevin, not Emmett.
Oh, right.
Well, the haste circuit wouldn't benefit our partner bond thing, but because Emmett's a in-your-face fighter, that's going to be more likely or more willing to do full-round actions.
Mm-hmm.
It makes vastly more sense for him to have it. Because haste in Starfinder is definitely, it's weird. It's not nearly as good as 5e haste.
Where is it, Emma?
What's that?
Where's the list of loot?
It's so, in the Discord players chat in Galaxy's Greatest.
Yeah, and on Yazaloa's body armor, she has a haste circuit. And she also has Acolyte Shadow Chains, which I don't know what those are. And barrel door has a merciful tactical swoop hammer, which sounds pretty neat. And a D-suit one. And yeah. So I'm saying we should just take all of it. But that haste circuit is huge.
Yeah,
and I would say Emmett would benefit the most from it, because haste in Starfinder is really built around melee characters, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because the only benefit it provides to anyone else is you get another 30 feet of movement. And that's it.
Well, but, basically, you can move and then do a full attack. And it also boosts your movement speed.
Right.
So I think it could be useful to like most damage-based players, but yeah, it's definitely not as good as like Pathfinder 5e.
Yeah. You know, I suggest it because Emma needs to get to where he's going as fast as possible, whereas we have ranged attacks. Typically, I think we all do. So that would be my recommendation. But yeah, I think there's only there's four things, basically. There's the armor that Barrel-Dor and Yezaloa has, the haze circuit itself, and the acolyte, or the hammer and the acolyte shadow chains, which I don't know what those are.
The acolyte shadow chains are her weapon, which she was beating you with.
Yeah, I don't like those.
Yeah.
You don't like whips and chains? They don't excite you?
So how does everyone feel about the haste circuit going to Emmett?
Luke has absolutely no need for it.
I am okay with that plan.
Yeah, okay. Well, how long does it take to install an armor upgrade? Because I'm getting the feeling that this will be...
Is the armor itself an upgrade for Emmett?
What's the armor?
It's... Advanced Lashunta Temp Weave.
I'm willing to bet that's light.
That's... I don't know.
I believe Lashunta Temp Weave is light armor.
Okay. Yeah, let's... Would
probably not be the most helpful.
Yeah, it's light.
That it's might be useful for Luke.
It's level 8 light armor. If it's what I'm looking at. It's level 8. EAC 9, KIC 10, max dex of 6.
That might be useful. The armor itself might be useful for Sante.
It's got 3 upgrade slots, so it's pretty decent.
Cool. I even have a spare upgrade slot right now.
Oh, that's what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Under my coveralls.
For us, it's worth 850 credits, so...
Yeah, we should still bring it to sell it.
Yeah, I think we're just going to take everything. I'm looking at armor upgrades.
I'm not sure if we can still use the facilities upstairs to get those.
Well, I think I can do it as an engineer.
The armor is a straight upgrade for Santi.
Yeah, then take it. I think you're the only one that would be the case for.
If we can move the augment.
Yeah.
We're planning to move the augment later and take it for now.
It takes 10 minutes. And I think it would make a lot of sense for us to just do that now.
Yeah.
If Emma will allow, could that have been done while we were resting? We had looted the room and like,
cool.
You know, either myself or Luke, who wasn't actually taking the rest, moved the.
Yeah.
I guess did Emmett? Did you rest?
I did rest.
Oh, okay, because you were. I guess you needed to recover stamina.
Yeah, I needed to recover stamina.
Can I use those shadow chains?
If you can.
Yeah, Luke.
They are an advanced melee weapon.
Yeah, I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, he might need the proficiency, but okay.
It should be able to use them at a minus. Sorry.
So yeah. whoever didn't need to rest could install the armor upgrade, because Snaz actually did need to rest. And it doesn't require any kind of skill check to do.
Yeah. So then, I could have done that and then put the armor on myself.
Yeah.
After removing.
Perfect. So we do that, and then we get on our way.
If the party is amenable to it, Kevin could use those shadow chains.
Yeah.
Because I do not have a melee weapon right now.
Yeah. All yours.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I can't use advanced weapons.
Thank you.
There you go.
Changes okay. to my armor.
Okay.
I think that's it.
Are we heading out toward Green Fields?
Yep.
Yeah.
So, you work your way out of the security server room. You walk down the dark hallway toward the Green Fields. When you arrive, you kind of swing outside the edges of the Green Fields. So that's the Green Fields is a circle, basically. And I'm going to get you all on the map so you can see it. The first thing you notice is that instead of the clear, beautiful blue water coming down from the waterfall at the bottom of the map, it's stained a deep red, crimson color, and the entire river is just bathed in blood. Cain Zafal stands at the top of the stairs of Green Fields. And I'm going to go ahead and get all of you on the map really quick.
Because I see darkness.
What is this? This is from a movie.
What's from the movie?
The chanting that Kevin's playing. Sigh, Kevin. Sigh is playing.
I can't hear it.
It's our new sound set, thanks to Sirenscape.
Pretty neat.
Giving us some culty vibes.
Yeah.
Thanks, I hate it.
So, are you all on the board? Can you all see?
Yep.
Right.
Oh, while we were running, I would have sent a ping to Alara to let her know we were leaving the server room to meet the folks on Green Fields and deal with them. If she's approaching, to be quiet and out of sight.
Got it. All right.
Or, you know, inevitably betray us. It's fine.
Luke is gonna prep to cast a spell before shit throws down once he sees that shit is about to throw down. Ideally to get a buddy out to help.
Okay. So, all of you arrive at the Green Fields. The grass is littered with bodies. The water, a deep crimson blood red. At the top of the waterfall, the artificial waterfall that drops into this little stream that flows through the green fields. Stands Cain Zafal, holding a sword, pointing at all of you. He says,
"Hey, Emma."
"Yeah."
As we walk up, can Emmett put his hand on Nova's shoulder?
Okay.
And he would like to pre-combat cast Shield Other on her. Okay.
Sounds good. As you approach, Cain Zafal points at all of you. And he says, "Join us. Join us in spirit as shadows, or join us on the field of battle, or join us in death. But join us." Luke, did you want to cast something as he's speaking?
Yeah, I'm going to start. I'm going to summon my mystical creature.
I don't know if it were like a prep spell.
It's just because it takes a turn to use, and so Luke is just going to try and time it for the chance to get it out on round one of combat and not burn through all of its turns, because it only has like 8 turns.
Okay.
Well, so mechanically speaking was what I'm trying to do. If I need to roll something to see if I pull that off.
I'll say you can start prepping it as he is speaking.
Cool.
Yeah. So yes, you can cast it as he begins speaking to you.
Where is the entrance again?
So the entrance to the resort is all the way down. I'm going to move Emmett's token down over here.
Oh, so it's to the north of us, as opposed to, and Cain is to the south of us.
Yes.
Okay. As he's speaking and you guys are casting. Now, I would love, like I said, to put a few holes in his face. But I think we just need to get to that entrance and hold till Alar joins us and get the hell out of Dodge.
Oh, yes. I am hoping to send in a bit of a distraction for them.
I want to put that forth to everybody else, looking at you, Nova, Emmett, so that we don't just go rushing off and have to, you know, choke points and the like, pointed over at the entrance hallway.
Nova looks at you and she nods.
Emmett grunts in agreement.
Snaz?
Snaz is currently staring at Cain, and like a slight amount of drools coming out of his mouth.
Snaz, can you deck on your hover disc and get to and fro?
He nods vigorously.
Then stay close to the entrance and have some fun. And not preemptive, but like with the weird synchronicity of combat and turns, I'm beginning to make a sprint for the entrance.
Everybody give me a perception check.
No, boy. Ooh, here with my plus 5 roll.
Why would it be that easy? It's never that easy.
24.
Strong 9.
Dirty 20.
For having a plus 7, I am sure bad at this. 14.
I've rolled so bad today.
Across the way, almost directly across from you, on the green fields, stands a random guest holding Ilara with a knife against her throat. And he's smiling at all of you, and he says, "Time to fight. Don't just run away. That's where we'll end session tonight.
I want to murder him.
Thank you for joining us again here on Galaxy's Greatest.